Welcome back to the New Talk, the Bob Davis Podcasts. In podcast 503, Slipping Into Summer. So we're going to talk about summer, and we're going to talk about Memorial Day and what it means. And I want to mention that exgovernmentcars.com, longtime sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcast, is honoring Memorial Day with a $500 off every vehicle in stock discount to every member or family member of a current service member, firefighter, or first responder. Yeah, $500 discount to any vet, family, or friend of a vet this Memorial Day at xgovernmentcars.com. It's simple. xgovernmentcars.com takes trades. In fact, they love trades. And Ed Johnson's always telling me, yes, tell people we take trades. Xgovernment Cars proves that it cares by doing everything it can to get you financed for Memorial Day. Plus, they have a three-day peace of mind guarantee, which is pretty cool. So here's what you do. Go to xgovernmentcars.com now. Apply online for fast credit approval. And that's for the fleet-maintained government vehicles, the trucks, the cars, the Chevy Impalas, the Crown Vicks, the Ford Police Sedans, the Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota trucks, and more. X-Government Cars.
XGovernmentCars.com.
Yeah, so it's coming up this weekend. We're pretty close to it. Memorial Day weekend. And I have decided in commemoration of Memorial Day to pull everything out on the deck. It is about midnight, and I've got the tiki torches lit. It has been raining. This is typical of this week in May in the upper Midwest. You'll have great weather, and then you'll have this rain. If it starts to rain again, I'm going to have to rush and get everything back inside. But I decided to pull the big studio mics out to the deck because the sound out here is fantastic, and I'll talk about that in this podcast a little bit, just the things that we can hear in this midnight hour coming off the full moon at the end of the month of May in 2016, Memorial Day 2016. And it should be unnecessary to say these things, but apparently it is. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for all those who have died in service to the United States of America. It is not a day of celebration. It's really a somber day, especially if you've lost someone near and dear to you in any of the many conflicts at any time in our history. Obviously, for those of us who are alive in the present time frame, it would have been in the last 50 or so years. But I think it's pretty easy to forget that this is a day of remembrance for people who have given their lives in service to the country. It was originally called Decoration Day. Its inception came after the Civil War. The first Memorial Day, Decoration Day, in 1868 included a speech by General and future President Garfield, himself a Civil War vet at Arlington National Cemetery. I think it should be pointed out that Arlington has its own history. Obviously, it was the family home of General Lee. And Monty Meigs, Union General, Quartermaster of the Army, and Engineer, Monty Meigs was given responsibility for laying out Arlington National Cemetery to bury the Union war dead. Meigs insisted on putting graves right up to Lee's property, right up to the foundation of the house, so that the family could look at what General Lee had done. That was his opinion. And it's very interesting. That's how deep the sentiment went in that late hour after the Civil War, 1868. And it's also interesting, considering the fact that Robert E. Lee's rehabilitation as some kind of hero in history, as the reluctant general of the Confederate Army, he wasn't held in such high esteem at that point in our history. Arlington, as I said, was the family home of the Lees. And I don't think I've read, he may have, but I don't think that General Lee ever lived or went there again after the war. Certainly the dead being buried right up to the foundation of the house may have had something to do with that. I've never actually been to Arlington, and I lived in Washington, D.C., and I've never been to that that cemetery. It's kind of interesting. And I've certainly made this mistake, thinking that Memorial Day was a day to honor veterans, and that is a mistake that you make once if you're on the radio. You make it once because you're made very well aware by veterans and other people that Memorial Day is a day to honor those who've given their lives in service. Veterans Day is November 11th. First of all, May in the upper Midwest is unpredictable. As I said, it can either be beautiful, although It is never fully summer, and it's great because it's not cold. You know, I can sit out here in my bare feet, and there's a few drops coming off the trees here and there. You can hear the birds in the background, and you can hear the wind a little bit. I'm in the lee of the house, just underneath the eaves, and I love to do podcasts from out here. And I, you know, usually I have the USB mic or I have the portable digital recorder, but pulling the studio mic out here is the best, because you get the full effect of the echo of my voice outside, and you can hear the sounds that I hear, and I love that. So it's really cool to bring the, and I'm feeling some raindrops, so I'm starting to get worried about this mic, but I'm going to stay with it. So yeah, 1st of May is magical in the upper Midwest, but this can also be, and I'm calling it the 1st of May, really it's the end of May, and it's funny because it can be beautiful or it can be brutal. I think of Memorial Day as the full flower of spring, when it's not too hot and it's not too cold, usually. And maybe there's a little rain in the morning or afternoon on Memorial Day. Usually in some towns there's a parade of sorts, but not like the 4th. And it's what they tell you about June weddings. You know, this time of the year, you're dealing with this rain constantly. But usually it's not too cold, and usually maybe there's a little rain in the morning or afternoon, and usually in most towns there's some kind of parade of sorts, but not like the 4th of July parades. It's usually a, and this is why I love Memorial Day parades, because it's usually a ragtag of fire engines and a police car and the JC's float and a few other floats. And some convertibles, if they're vintage, or you know, maybe from the dealership in town, with the local politicians riding or walking in the parade and handing out literature. Especially if it's an election year, they'll hand out literature. And then there will be usually an honor guard of some sort at the front, and then a group of veterans in the middle or at the end of the parade, and in the garb of the years of their service somewhere in the middle. I've been to some pretty moving Memorial Day ceremonies in some rather unexpected places. One of them was at the Calhoun, at the beach of Calhoun Lake, Lake Calhoun in Minneapolis, which I think there's a mast of the USS Minnesota, which was a cruiser at one point. It's now a submarine. And I was standing there one day, and I saw a crowd around the mast, and I went down there, and it was a very moving ceremony. They rang the bell, and they said a prayer, and there was probably 50 or 60 people kind of gathered around this area, and it was utterly silent out there. And this is probably, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is when we're supposed to kind of commemorate the people who have given their lives in service, and I was pretty moved that day. And then there was a year that when I was a kid, we had a flag that had draped my grandfather's coffin that was a 48-star flag back from World War II. And he died after his service, but was in three or four wars, as far as I know. And we used to fly that flag over the underneath the eaves of the front porch in the house we lived in Chicago. And there was a huge storm that blew up, and I didn't get the flag out, and it blew off. And I was just really freaked out about it, because at the time I was a kid and I was in Boy Scouts, and I knew that you weren't supposed to let anything like that happen to the flag. But we got it back. And I have to include, although it wasn't Memorial Day, I have to include the ceremony that I ran into when I was traveling last summer. At the National D-Day Memorial in Virginia, on D-Day, actually, and I stumbled onto it June 6th last year, even though, again, that wasn't Memorial Day. It will do in a pinch for that year's Memorial Day. That was a really moving experience, and there's a podcast. If you search D-Day Memorial, you'll find it. I did a podcast, and you can kind of hear what was going on there. It's a beautiful memorial in Virginia. It's the National D-Day Memorial. These days, these kinds of details are lost on people, and I think they generally were lost on people when we were growing up, mainly because our dads really didn't want to talk about it anyway, so most people just barbecued and did their thing. And you know, what Memorial Day ends up meaning to most kids is that there's only about a week of school left, depending on how many snow days you had that year. You generally didn't get any work done from coming back after Memorial Day weekend until the end of the school year. And of course, we all knew this, and we couldn't understand. And I actually still can't, why they don't just let people out, kids out, after Memorial Day, because it was pretty tough to sit there in the hot classrooms and stare out the windows and the wonders of an oncoming summer with the teacher droning on about something or being required to do something. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I can remember I used to have KEDS. I don't know how many of you had KEDS, but I had KEDS. Even though I wanted Red Ball Jets, I had KEDS. And by the end of the year, they were just torn to pieces. You know, because you'd start wearing them as soon as you could. And so you usually got a new pair of KEDS at the summer, at the beginning of summer. And I remember at the end of the school year, we didn't get our new pair of gym shoes or whatever they were called. We didn't call them gym shoes then. They were tennis shoes. And we didn't usually get new ones until summer actually started. So you'd still have your old pair of shoes, and they'd just be torn to pieces by the time. And I can remember sitting there in class waiting for the year to end and just it's sweltering, and you're wearing the clothes you're supposed to wear. And by now the jeans are faded and they're all patched up, the jeans that you got at the beginning of the year. And I would be picking at the there was like a little line of rubber or something that went around the sole, and you'd pick that out of there, and you'd pick at it. And I remember picking at that, and for some reason I was talking about that, and I remembered doing that in the hot classroom as we thought about what we were going to do this summer. And a lot of people don't know it, but Memorial Day is a must-work day for politicians and dignitaries and other so-called leaders. They literally go from one thing to the next all that day. And orthodoxy aside, why do I say orthodoxy? Because some people take Memorial Day very seriously, and I don't begrudge them that, but they tend to be scolds when it comes to Memorial Day. And I understand it, but the vast majority of the population of this country might not even know that it's an official day to remember the dead and the people who've given their lives in service of freedom. They think of it as the first official day of summer, even though summer doesn't start until June 21st. It is the beginning of what I call slipping into summer. And what people do is they head up to the lake cabin. It's the first three-day weekend that we have had in a while. When was the last three-day weekend? I'm trying to think. Sometime in February? The last three-day weekend we had was, I don't know, I'm trying to think. Easter, maybe, was the last three-day weekend. So it's the first three-day weekend that we'll have in a while. And in northern tier states, I think it's a little different than the southern tier states, because up here, we really don't have very good weather until the middle to end of May. We're just getting into the good weather now, and we don't have very much time in the northern part of the United States for summer. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from Memorial Day to the 4th of July, the finest and greatest holiday of them all, as far as I'm concerned. 4th of July beats Christmas and New Year's and all of them, as far as I'm concerned. Because why? Because the 4th of July and Memorial Day, too, there really aren't that many requirements. You know, it's pretty much just come and hang out and eat, brats and hamburgers and enjoy the family or your girlfriend or whatever it is that you do on these kinds of holidays. You know, at this time of year, and this is why I call it sort of slipping into summer, the truth is politics just ain't no fun. You know, even in an election year, it just ain't no fun. And especially it isn't any fun right now to talk about. A lot of my friends went up to the Republican convention in Duluth, which was last weekend. I don't know when the Democrat convention is, but I know a lot of my friends will be going up there. And I was seeing the posts on Facebook, and I just was like, ugh. Part of the fun is all washed up because of the fact that Republicans have sort of settled on Donald Trump. So there's no horse race there anymore. And I have a feeling that nobody really cares about the fight between Bernie and Hillary with the Democrats. So as the talking heads struggle to find something to talk about, which means finding any weird little thing that they can come up with, meanwhile, people are starting to turn away and slip into summer. I'm sitting here and the moon is up and it's misty out there and it's beautiful. And of course, it's going to be 85 degrees tomorrow. Now, I'm not a big fan of AC, but most people in Minnesota are big fans of AC. We like to turn our AC on. I don't, but my neighbors do. They love to turn their AC on, but here's the thing. You got to make sure that it works. And, you know, Ryan Plumbing and Heating can't come out and check your AC until it's at least 70 degrees. So this is perfect weather to have Ryan come out and check your AC. Why check the AC unit? First of all, filters. Second of all, sometimes the AC box outside the house gets clogged or difficulties in there, and you want to make sure that that's running right. And you want to check all those systems that may have had a hard winter. So here's what you do to get your AC checked. Call Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. I always talk about how they go metro-wide from St. Paul. That means the suburbs too. Wherever you are in the metro, they can get a plumber to you. Four generations now at Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. They are on University Avenue in St. Paul, just west of the state capitol, where they've always been. The other thing for Ryan Plumbing is emergency service, and we always need emergency service for plumbing in business or residence. Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488, or online at ryanplumbing.com. That's ryanplumbing.com. And thanks, you guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. So yeah, people are starting to slip into summer, and it's a mentality. It's not just a date. It's not like there's a date where you wake up and you go, it's summer. I just opened the window in my bedroom, and you know, I hate air conditioning. I never turn the air conditioning on. Now we're starting to hear some raindrops come down here from the trees. I'm covered with trees. This deck is literally covered with trees, so we don't get too much rain on the deck, but sometimes the trees will shake it off, and if it actually starts to rain, you can hear it, which is really cool. So I just opened my window in my bedroom to sleep, and I can hear the birds, and I can hear, you know, the sounds out there for the first time. And, you know, if you live in the South, you've had your windows open and your AC, or your AC on for, you know, literally weeks. Not so up here. We don't do that right away. Some people turn their AC on when it's 70 degrees, but I don't. In fact, I hate it, and I never turn it on. I do not use the AC during, except for if it gets really, really hot, I will turn it on, especially if somebody's coming over. I hate AC. I will say this, that I love the smell of, so when I was a kid, I used to go see my grandparents in Columbus, Ohio, and you know, they'd have the AC on in the house, and you'd go in the house, and you would be in the house for a while, and then you'd come out, and you'd smell the air, the non-air-conditioned air, and it was kind of a neat smell, and I still love that smell. But suddenly, and it seems like it happens overnight, suddenly the trees are full. You can hear the crickets. They don't make any noise when it's raining, but you can actually hear the crickets out here. I have to move the mic a little bit. And I noticed that for the first time tonight, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to come out here. I talk a lot about what I refer to as the June bugs. I have no idea what they are actually called, but these things are so stupid. They bang against the windows, and they're kind of pesty. You start to have bug infestations or problems with bugs that you forgot all about that you got to deal with. Like I had to clear a bunch of flies. They were getting into the house from somewhere, and you know, once they get in, there are just millions of them. So I had to go buy some insecticide today from the hardware store and, you know, launch chemical warfare against the flies, which was kind of fun, actually, because I've tried all kinds of different methods to kill the flies. And finally, I had to go with chemical warfare. So that's kind of cool. You hear all these things, and there are all these experiences, and they kind of lead you into a state of mind. We were walking around the lake tonight, and my friend said for the first time, oh my God, I've been bitten by a mosquito. That's the first time I've heard that this year, even though they're out, but I haven't been bitten yet by any mosquitoes. The dandelions are going to seed. If you haven't mowed your lawn, it's a thicket of green, and you'll wake up Saturday morning to the sound of lawnmowers, and of course, my favorite thing, which is the smell of the cut grass from the guy next door, mowing his lawn, which reminds you that you need to get out and mow your lawn, right? And if we're lucky, Memorial Day will be hot and sunny. Now, I've seen plenty of Memorial Days that weren't. I remember putting the dock in when there were still chunks of ice on the lake on Memorial Day, which is crazy. I remember actual snow flurries. as we drag dock sections into the lake, you know, to put up, you know, during this period of time. And it had to have been Memorial Day. And then on those weekends, everybody has cabin fever because everybody has to stay in. And that made me think of those funky, you know, lake cabin bars, wherever your lake cabin is. The smaller the town, the more funky the bar. And, you know, that's where you would end up on the cold Memorial Day weekends. But as I said, this year looks good. And this is a year that looks like it might be actually a hot summer. We're already in the 80s this last week of May. And if we're lucky, you know, we're good. So these are the kinds of days that make me think of those final days of elementary school that I talked about. And for a kid, summer is a sea of possibility. And I know that it's only 3 months, maybe. But for an adult, you know, you think, oh, it's Memorial Day, and then suddenly it's Labor Day. We don't think about what it actually means to a kid, the beginning of summer. But I think it's important as adults that we think about this, that we also think about the fact that how magical this is. And for me, it definitely was because, you know, I've told lots of stories about summer in my neighborhood, sitting on the McCarthy's Wall, hanging out in the park until long after the streetlights came on because you didn't have to go to school tomorrow, sleeping out in the fort, which I've done podcasts about, sneaking out in the middle of the night, or sitting on the back of the roof of the house and smoking cigarettes all night, which we used to do. The Lions Club pool, swimming and basically getting black tan. And let me say, growing up when I did in the 70s, there was no sunscreen. And if we got a ride somewhere, we never wore seatbelts. And yet we survived. I don't know how it was possible that we could have survived, but we did. Summer camp up in Michigan somewhere, and things like, I don't know if you guys remember this, and I could never, cattails. And I've got the tiki torches here, so the tiki torches are kind of cattailish, but I'm talking about cattails, those things, whatever they were, that you pulled up out of the weeds down by the creek, and then you lit them up, and we used to pretend they were cigars, and they had that weedy sort of smell when they burned, and they were wonderful. I'm not sure if that was summer, though. That may have been early fall. And then maybe, you know, the barbecue stuff. So today, I think for most families, it's beer and brats, it's the neighbors, or it's the opening of the lake cabin, or it's hanging out with friends up at the lake and going to the late night lake bar spots, which I love. Even though I don't drink, I still love going to those places with the cedar paneling and the weird beer signs and, you know, the swinging screen door and all that stuff. And then the cool thing is, you know, you won't have any problems getting a seat at a restaurant in Uptown or Downtown or Grand Avenue on Memorial Day weekend. So all the hipsters in Northeast and Uptown and Grand Avenue or wherever you live will be out in force because everyone will go to the lake and all the young people will be hanging out enjoying themselves, especially if it's warm and especially if we can sit outside. And there is a sense of completion. If you're a kid, because you know that you won't be doing anything, you know, at school in the final few days from Memorial Day till the official end of the year, which is the 6th or the 8th or whatever. It was funny. I was talking to a teacher this week, and she said, yeah, and don't think that the teachers don't want the end of the school year to come any less than the students. In fact, for most of us, it's more. So everybody cannot wait to get out of there. And I don't know why I'm keying on that for Memorial Day, but I am. But for some, they will be thinking of that somebody that didn't come home. They'll be thinking of the boyfriend who might have been a husband, but he never came back from France. They will be thinking, well, I'll be thinking about my sister's friend Pete. And I've been thinking a lot about him lately. Pete came to my sister's 21st birthday party. He had been drafted, and he was wearing his uniform, his khakis. And he was scared to death because my friend Andy and I, and Andy, if you're listening, you might remember this, we sat out on the curb with Pete because he was kind of drunk and drinking beer, and we were a lot younger. We were younger than my sister. And they were in the yard drinking or doing something, God knows what, and Pete was sitting out. And I remember the guy talking about how scared he was that he wasn't going to come home from Vietnam, and he never came home. And I don't remember his last name, but I remember Pete. So there's a good number of people who will also be thinking about some of those millennials who spend so much time on their cell phones. You know, the ones people complain so much about. Some of those guys gave their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. They will not be coming home, and their families and friends will be thinking of them. And some will think about their own serving now, and they will worry about them, depending on where they are and what they are doing. And all of those who have gone, either volunteered or been drafted, who never came home, people will be thinking about them. And they will be thinking about them probably silently. If they served with those guys, they will be thinking of them silently. My brother-in-law was a combat veteran in Vietnam, and he went to the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. once. And it was a pretty moving, powerful moment for him, and he went on Memorial Day. You know, growing up, I can remember seeing quite a few blue stars and some gold ones in windows in the neighborhood when we were, you know, running around doing our crazy stuff. And some of those gold stars were pretty faded, so they would go back to Korea, perhaps. I don't know. And some of them were new, which meant Vietnam. And there were quite a few in the windows. And the gold star means that someone lost someone. The blue means someone in the family is serving. So this is some heavy stuff for some people. It isn't something that they're going to necessarily share. It isn't something that's going to be a topic of conversation, but it's something that I know people who are veterans and people who have are family members and friends of those who have never come home are going to think about. And this is a time when we're supposed to be thinking about how important this is to us. We're supposed to stop at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day to remember someone who served that did not come home. We're supposed to count our blessings and appreciate the freedom these people did give their lives for. And again, some people will be doing that this weekend and some people won't. But I don't think it would be right for me to talk about how wonderful this summer is without recognizing that there are some people who will not be able to experience that because they are no longer with us, because they went someplace and they did something and they didn't have the choice of where they wanted to serve or what they wanted to do, and they never came home. And I think that is pretty amazing in a country that people seem to be able to forget that for some reason. And I guess in a sense, it's okay. Life goes on. I don't know what the fallen think. I suppose some might say that they fought and gave their lives for us to make the decision as to how much we want to honor them or not honor them or think about them on this Memorial Day. It is not a day to honor war. That is not what it's for. It is a day to honor the sadness and the depth of sacrifice that some families and some people make. So let's make sure it was worth it for them. So yeah, I don't have much to say about politics in the current time frame, but I think that puts it pretty well into perspective, this whole summer thing and this whole Memorial Day thing. And I will leave you with a question. Are we worthy of their sacrifice? So get ready for summer because it's coming. And don't forget, get your AC checked to make sure everything's operating correctly by calling Ryan Plumbing and Heating, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488, online at ryanplumbing.com, and for emergency service metro-wide from St. Paul, 651-224-4771 or 612-927-6488 and online at ryanplumbing.com. Don't forget, xgovernmentcars.com honors Memorial Day with a $500 off every vehicle in-stock credit to members or family of current service members, firefighters, or first responders. And don't forget that xgovernmentcars.com takes trades, and they have the three-day peace of mind guarantee. So that makes it a great Memorial Day weekend. They will do everything they can do to get you financed. xgovernmentcars.com in Forest Lake. Check them out online. Apply online for fast credit approval. And then you're ready to grow. xgovernmentcars.com.
xgovernmentcars.com.
And summertime is also usually a good time to fly. And if you're a pilot and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. The bottom line here is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. If you click on the Alpha Systems banner at the top of the Bob Davis podcast page, it takes you to the Alpha Systems website. And there's all kinds of content on there about how it works. But the bottom line is when you turn on final approach, it really helps to have a visual indicator of your angle of attack. And you know, municipalities and agencies and individuals are buying Alpha systems for their aircraft systems because it really, really works and it does save lives. Again, click on the Alpha systems banners for more information about the FAA-approved Alpha Angle of Attack Indicator at thebobdavispodcast.com. So, you know, it's not that late, but we have these birds, and you can tell they're young because they are awake and rolling already. So I'm going to go inside and make myself some bacon and eggs and maybe another pot of coffee and then watch some television. The nocturnal life here at the Bob Davis Podcasts. Thanks for listening to Podcast 503 on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, BlogTalkRadio.com. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast radio show on AM 1280 The Patriot, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and also at GCNlive.com and posted right here at thebobdavispodcasts.com. And thanks for liking and sharing and favoriting on social media, including Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, where I am bdavis7843. And also, I should mention, thanks really for your donations for Mobile Podcast Command. Getting ready for summer operations, it goes for diesel fuel and Komodo Dragon coffee and beef jerky in Mobile Podcast Command. More about that as we get further into the summer. Thanks for listening to Podcast 403. Oops. Thanks for listening to Podcast 503, the Bob Davis Podcasts.